question, Jody Jackson.
Hi, Tori. Happy opening day here at Chase. It's been so long.
Yeah,
it's been so long since Fanfort ran here at the end of September 2019. What's your feeling about this today? How excited are you to see the fans here?
Yeah, I can't wait. You're right. We haven't been in front of our guys, our group, our support system since 2019. And, you know, baseball was on a semi-hiatus last year, and it was a very awkward year. So for us to go back out there in front of them today, I know I even said it last year, it's going to be a big party when we see one another again. So that's my anticipation. We expect them to be loud and into it, and it'll give us a ton of energy. We're looking forward to it as well.
I'm sure the players are excited as well. For you, the decision to activate Cole Calhoun, what was that like? Was it an easy one, or did you have to consider a few things?
Yeah, I think the players, first of all, are very excited. I know they give the players a ton of energy, and we hear them. We hear them every time that they're out there supporting us. As far as the Cole Calhoun situation, we knew that he was getting very, very close. My conversations with him throughout the course of the past 10 days have told me that as well. And we were going to put him in a situation to go out there and be healthy and be successful. And I think the target day was today. He worked his butt off to make today happen. And he told us he was ready. The medical team signed off on it. So we got to that point where we were super excited about putting him in there. And we'll wait and see how it goes tonight.
You obviously have played 7 games, but do you feel like today can be a little bit of a reset here at home?
Yeah, for sure. Today's a new day. We had a long grinding road trip. We know that. At the end of a week's worth of games, we know we could have done a few things that are a little bit better, and those are identifiable repairs, and we'll go out there today and hit that reset button and make good things happen. That's our intent. I know the guys are very energized and ready to play baseball today.
Nick King.
Tori, you kind of hit on it. You know, I was wondering about the potential jolt it might get coming at home. But I guess I wonder in years past, in normal years past, whether you've been able to see off of a road trip the team be able to get a jolt coming back home, and maybe whether that, if that's the case, if it's amplified for this first time in a year and a half with fans.
Yeah, for sure. We should all find motivation in ourselves to go out there day by day, because that's our job and we love our job. Our job is to go out there and give our best and play energized baseball. But you know, something about coming home after a long road trip. The weather wasn't great up in Colorado. We're back in a very familiar place with familiar fans that we've missed for a long time. I think it can give you a little shock and push you in the right direction. So we intend on playing energized baseball every single day. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way, but today I'm sure everybody's going to be really, really excited.
Sierra Santos.
Obviously, you always want to win with your home opener, but how much more would it mean to win in front of these fans who have just waited so long?
Yeah, we know that they've been there. They've been patiently waiting for this day, and we're connected to them. I think everybody in this entire organization did a great job of finding ways to connect us to this community, and we want to go out there and make them proud. We are AZ proud, and we want to make sure that we go out there and represent this organization the right way every single day. But today's a little bit more special, and we know that. We've missed them. We want to win every game. We want to win every home opener. We want to have the fans sit in the seats and support us and say, I want to do that again and come back the next day. So it's our job to go out there and play baseball and do it right. We will today.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, can you just walk us through what would the decision to have Riley Smith pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, we felt like there's a good attack plan that that he follows, and he has a fearless mentality by filling up the strike zone, and we're looking for somebody to pitch deep into games, and we felt like his stuff and his mound presence was going to give us the best chance to go out for baseball. He deserves this. He's throwing the ball extremely well for us. Riley took his demotion in stride when we sent him out in spring training. He continued to go down there and work, and you can see what happened. We ended up calling him back up before the season was over, and he gave us a great outing, so we feel like he's prepped and ready to help us win a baseball game.
Maria
Dr. Martin, what you plan for you win this series in Arizona?
You know, first of all, we miss Cattell, and we know that he is going to be stepping away for at least another 9 days to heal up. And, you know, he'll get evaluated by our doctors today. There's going to be some imaging done, and we want him back on the field as soon as possible. But, you know, he leaves a big void. In his absence, we're going to have some guys that are going to step in and get an opportunity over the next several days to show us what they can do. And we feel very good about those options. So it's about winning the first day of a series, about playing good baseball, and then picking it up the next day and doing the exact same thing. So we intend on having a good day today, but we don't want to look beyond that. We're going to have some guys that need to step into new roles, and I think they're ready for that challenge.
Kevin Zimmerman.
Hey, Tori, going back to Riley, last year, what did you kind of see from him in his limited time with you guys, and how has he kind of progressed from there?
Yeah, Riley has a fearless mentality. He attacks the zone with a three-pitch mix. He can throw any one of those pitches at any time. He can ride fastballs when he needs to at the top of the zone. And we just feel like he's always, whenever he takes a mound, he's always giving us a chance to stay in the baseball game to help us win the baseball game. And we want that to continue.
Zach,
Tori, not to put too much pressure on Cole, but just how much does it help your lineup getting him back just as you lose Cattell and you guys are already down some folks across the board on your roster?
It's going to be a welcome sight to see him run out there and trot out to right field and then get four or five at-bats because he's just a quality baseball player who does quality things at all times. Also, he's very impactful inside of the clubhouse. He's one of our leaders inside of this clubhouse, and he gets everybody's thoughts redirected when they need to be redirected. I can't say how much we've missed him up to this point, but I'm sure you can imagine. And you know, with one player going out, another coming in, it kind of offsets a little bit of the frustration. But we want everybody healthy, and as we get these pieces back, hopefully day by day, and then obviously week by week, we'll start playing our best baseball. So Cole's a special player, but he's a special teammate, and that's what I'm excited to see play out every single day now.
Nick Pecoro.
Tori, are you expecting Nick to be right behind Cole?
Yes. Nick is getting very, very close. He played last night, and he had another really good day. I'll probably follow up with him at some point during this early evening, and get a snapshot as to how he's feeling. But he's giving great feedback to the medical team, and I'm getting reports every single day about how he's doing and how he's feeling. So, yes, I feel like we're going to see Nick right behind Cole. How soon? I don't know, but it's getting very close.
Last two questions, Jack Summers.
So Nick has been playing defense, running the bases without limitation these few days?
Correct. And having very good days while he's playing, and then very good recovery days as well.
Tori, we talked to Mike Hazen a few minutes ago, and he said he hasn't really been seeing the team offensive approach that you guys have talked a lot about needing this year. Just what have you seen out of your offense as a whole in terms of working the count, making pitchers work, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, there's no perfect science to how to teach things, how to go about creating a perfect offense, but we're having daily discussions about not going out of the zone, limiting chase, and targeting our hot zones and squaring up balls in our hot zones and impacting the baseball in the air. We have done that sporadically. The one part of it that leads me to think that we're going in a very positive direction is that our guys are waiting for the pitch in their zones. We're not impacting it. So, you know, if there's five steps to doing things the right way per at bat, we're doing several of them. We're not finishing it off. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes, you know, you just miss the pitch you're looking for. But I'm looking for our guys to do the things that I know they know how to do. They're stubborn. They can be savages in the box, and they can make it look really, really easy. So I know that's coming. That's my belief.
Nick Coro.
Yeah, I was going to ask something kind of along those lines. You talked yesterday about how you thought the chase rate was down a little bit. I guess kind of a follow-up, when guys aren't getting the results, but the other things are there, is it a challenge to not come out of that approach when you're not getting those results?
Yeah, I think that's the toughest part about hitting, and that's where I think you've got to be stubborn and know that if you're doing enough right, per at bat, you're going to start to have good results. So, you know, it's a couple walks by Eduardo Escobar yesterday and then teeing off on a ball that was right in his hot zone for a home run. You know, we know that Eduardo has been working extremely hard for very positive results. And I think that's a perfect example of, you know, continuing to believe and continuing to stay on the right side of things without going backwards. You start to see those positive results. Sometimes it's a little slower than we want it, but we know these guys are waiting for the pitch in their zone, and that to me is the key.
All right, guys, we'll see you after the game. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Torrey.